Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. I am your host and diehard pop music fan, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you want to do it. You can play this game alone or against family and friends. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, Baby Bops, and Remember the Riff. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who tunes in to Pop Puzzle Trivia from all over the world. And today I'm giving a shout out to our players over in Toronto, Canada. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself more time to think about a question or clue. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now it's time to get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are travelling back to the not too distant past with the hits of the 2010s. We've got 5 questions for you all about hit songs and artists from that decade, and 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. Title was the 2015 debut album of which doo-wop pop star? Question 2. The highest selling album of 2018 was the soundtrack of which box office hit musical? Question 3. Which music producer who shares their name with a condiment was behind 2010's hits like Booed Up, Don't Tell 'Em, and Rack City? Question 4. Hitting the top spot with songs like Diamonds, Work, and Rude Boy, which pop star had the most number one hits during the 2010s? Question 5. One of the top-selling albums of the decade was 2010's Need You Now by which country music trio? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Baby Bops. We've got 5 clues for you all about songs which mention the word baby somewhere in their title. And 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly identify. Here are the clues. Question 6. This funk song, which shares its name with a Hilary Swank film, was a 2024 hit for Tommy Richman. Question 7. Madison Avenue were clear about how they wanted to be treated on this 1999 hit dance single. Question 8. This affectionate song was a number one hit for the girl group The Supremes in 1964. Question 9. This 1998 single was the debut hit for teen pop star Britney Spears. Question 10. Sir Mix-a-Lot released this 1992 hit song, a hip-hop tribute to curvaceous women. That's it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Remember the Riff. Throughout many great songs, there has been a guitar riff that just gets stuck in your head. In this round, you're going to hear guitar riffs from some famous rock and pop songs. You can get 1 point for correctly naming the song title and another point for correctly naming the artist behind the songs. Let's take a listen to those riffs. Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. That is all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a short break to reveal all the answers. And we are back, and it is time to find out how you scored, starting with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Meghan Trainor debuted with Tidal, which featured the hits All About That Bass and Like I'm Gonna Lose You. Question 2. The Greatest Showman was the best-selling album of 2018. Question 3. Mustard is the producer behind many R&B and hip-hop hits. Question 4. Rihanna, she had 9 number one singles during the 2010s in the USA. And question 5. Lady A, formerly known as Lady Antebellum. Continuing on to round two, Baby Bops, we gave you clues about songs that have the word baby somewhere in the title. Question 6. Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richman. Question 7. Don't Call Me Baby by Madison Avenue. Question 8. Baby Love by The Supremes. Question 9. Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. And question 10. Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. In our final round today, we played you some memorable guitar riffs from some pop and rock songs. And remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for correctly naming the artist. Question 11. That was Need You Tonight by INXS. Question 12. So What by Pink. Question 13. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Question 14. Dirty Little Secret by All American Rejects. And finally, question 15. Celebrity Skin by Hole. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where you can learn a bit more about pop history. You can also support us by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.